Take your Bibles to Mark chapter 14, and then I'm also going to read from Luke chapter 22. So if you want to look at Mark 14 and then put your finger in Luke chapter 22, we're just going to read two short passages on the communion from those two books. So first of all, Mark 14, verse 22 to 26. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my body of the covenant which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And then Luke 22, verses 14 to 23. Luke 22, 14 to 23. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after he had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to question one another, which of them it could be who was going to do this. Let's pray together. Father, I want to give you thanks for your word. Thank you, Father, for leadership in the church. Thank you for the gift of pastors that you've given to the church. And thank you, Father, for this Lord's table that you've given us to celebrate and to continue to celebrate, to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This morning, as we look at your word and then share around this table, may we know your fellowship. May we know fellowship with one another. May we have a growing anticipation of that which is before us. In Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. So this morning, I want to draw your attention to verse 15 of Luke chapter 22. It says there, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Jesus saying to his disciples, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." In this declaration, Jesus uses the noun desire and the verb desired, one after the other, showing how much he really longed to spend this last Passover meal with his disciples. Jesus literally said, "With desire, I desired this Passover to eat with you before I suffer." The English Standard Version, which I read here, and the New American Standard show this desire by saying he earnestly desired to eat this Passover with them. The New International Version says, "I have eagerly desired to share this Passover with you." Just to emphasize, it's not just "I desire," but there was an earnest, an eager longing for him to be with them in this special last meal before his death. The King James translates it literally. It says, "With desire, I have desired to eat this supper with you." So Jesus was looking forward with great longing to this last Passover with his disciples. Another thing to notice here, Matthew and Mark both specifically say that Jesus reclined at the table with the 12. Luke says he ate with the apostles. Jesus didn't invite his mother to this meal. He didn't invite his other disciples to this meal. He didn't invite the other ladies, the other women that were with him to this meal. Only him and his disciples in this intimate, close, very special time that they were going to spend together in this upper room, sharing this last Passover meal. That night he would be betrayed. In the morning he would have a trial. And the next day he would be crucified on the cross. This was to be a private and intimate moment between Jesus and his disciples, a very precious moment for our Lord to be with his disciples. Why was this last Passover so important to Jesus? Why did he earnestly desire to eat it alone with his disciples? Well, we could probably give a number of different reasons for that, and you might want to think of some of those reasons this afternoon as you meditate upon this. But I want to give you four reasons this morning why Jesus had this special time with his disciples. Number one, plain and simple, Jesus loved these men. Jesus loved these men. Jesus had spent 3 years with these men. He knew their sin. He knew their rough ways. He had seen their prejudices come out. He knew they didn't yet understand who he was or what his mission was. But he loved them anyway. Jesus knew their sincere hearts, their love for him, their willingness to learn, and their love for God, his Father. Jesus loved these 12 men not only as his creation, but as his friends and his companions over the last 3 years. Jesus loved them as his disciples, who would go on to give their very lives in love for him. Jesus loved them as future sons of God and co-heirs with him of God. In just a few hours, they would all fall asleep while his soul struggled with the fact that he would become sin for us, staying up, praying, sweating drops of blood, coming back and finding the disciples sleeping, saying, "Could you not watch with me for just 1 hour?" In the time when he needed that companionship and support the most, he knew they would all fall asleep. But he loved them anyway. They would all desert him, and Peter would betray him 3 times before the end of the night. But he loved them, and he wanted to share in this intimate meal with them, this last meal together. Jesus deeply loved them and wanted to be with them for this last meal. That Jesus loved these disciples in spite of knowing them perfectly, in spite of what was going to come to pass in their falling asleep and forsaking him, tells us about how much God, Jesus Christ, loves us. And he's invited us to share in this intimate meal with him this morning. Jesus wanted to eat this last Passover with his disciples because he loved these men. Number two, the deeper communion with them that was coming. Jesus knew that as good as this time with these disciples were, a deeper time of fellowship was coming. And this was the last time he would share with them on this earth in this way. But he knew that a deeper communion was coming between him and them. I sometimes think about that. I love being a human being. Maybe you don't like being a human being, but I love being a human being. In fact, I'm looking forward to being a tremendous human being in heaven. But I look around sometimes and I see, you know, I may not experience this kind of thing in heaven, but I can experience it here on earth for the next number of minutes. And I think Jesus was saying that kind of thing. I love these guys. I love this situation we're in. But this is over now. And there's a deeper communion coming soon. Jesus was going to suffer and to die on the cross and then rise again on the third day for the forgiveness of sins. Even though Jesus loved these men, he knew that they had to be forgiven of their sins. If there was going to be any future between them and Jesus. So Jesus was going to the cross to be that perfect sacrifice, to satisfy the holiness of God, that they might be forgiven of their sins. With the forgiveness of sins would come the experience of the new birth and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. With the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they would be in Christ, one with Christ, organically part of the body of Christ, joined far more intimately with the head than in this physical friendship that they had at this Last Supper. They would understand the purpose of Christ's coming. They would see their own purpose as disciples, and they would come to anticipate the return of Jesus Christ. And Jesus wanted this for his disciples. And he desires this for us as well. Jesus earnestly desired this last Passover as the inauguration of the new covenant and of a new relationship that the new covenant would bring between him and his disciples and between us and Christ as well. Listen to what John has to say about this new relationship. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with me, with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live, you will also live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Jesus would no longer be with the disciples. He would be in the disciples through the Holy Spirit. Jesus was looking forward to that deeper Holy Spirit to human spirit communion with the disciples. Let me add another thought to this. Today, Jesus has fellowship with millions of believers. That would have not been possible with Jesus physically in one place on the earth at the time. He could have fellowship with the 12. He could jet set around the world, but it would be a very limited kind of fellowship. Today, Jesus has fellowship with millions of believers. And through the command that he's given us to participate together around the Lord's table, he has fellowship with us as a congregation and with congregations all over the world as they fellowship together around the Lord's table. Let me add one more thought here as we look at this deeper communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's table is like a telephone. At the last Passover, Jesus was physically with the disciples. Then after the resurrection, he returned to heaven, but left them the command to practice the Lord's Supper. At the Lord's Supper, Jesus meets with his disciples by the Holy Spirit. While Jesus is physically away from his disciples, he has given us this special means of communion with him as we gather around the Lord's table. It is like calling or texting a loved one who is absent, anticipating the time when we get to physically be with them again. So as we gather around the Lord's table, there is this sense of anticipation, of meeting again soon, and the joy of communion with Jesus until that meeting takes place. This anticipation of soon meeting again with Jesus is two-sided. Not only are we looking forward to meeting with him, but he is looking forward to meeting with his body, the church, his people. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in point number 4. Until that physical meeting takes place, we fellowship with Jesus and with one another around the Lord's table, a deeper communion than when Jesus was physically present with the disciples. The last Passover was a foreshadow of that deeper fellowship that was coming for the disciples and now is available for us as well. Number 3, short. A means of encouraging the disciples for the task ahead of them. I think this last meal with Jesus, with the declaration of the new covenant that was coming in his blood, though they did not understand it at the time, would be a strong encouragement for the disciples when they did understand what Jesus had done and remembered this time of fellowship together in this last Passover with the Lord. The continued practice of the Lord's Supper after that would add to the encouragement that they had had in this last supper with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're also told in John 13 that on that night, Jesus washed the disciples' feet with a towel as a servant and showing to them the great example of humble love that they were to practice. And they would remember that. They would remember that in difficult times, that humble love, that special intimate meal that they'd had with Jesus and anticipating the meal with him that was to come as they celebrated again the Lord's Supper. So it was a means of encouraging the disciples for the task ahead of them. And then finally, number 4, this Last Supper was an anticipation of the fulfillment of the kingdom of God. Jesus said in Luke 22:16, "For I tell you, I will not eat it, this Passover, until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then in Luke 22:18, 2 verses later, "I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Jesus promised he would not eat, he would not drink, he would not share in this meal until the fulfillment of the kingdom of God. You've heard me say before a number of times that I don't believe Jesus drank from the fourth cup at the Passover. We celebrated Passover a few months back with Daniel Muller, and I asked him, "Did you believe that Jesus participated of the fourth cup?" He, being from a Jewish background and understanding all the rituals, said, "No, I don't believe Jesus drank from the fourth cup. He left it untouched." Mark 14:25 says, "Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And then it says, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." When we participated in the Passover, we had the third cup, and then we sang a number of hymns from the Psalms. And then the fourth cup was to be drunk after that. That Fourth cup is the cup of praise, and that has not yet been touched. Jesus is anticipating sharing that cup with us in that final bridal meal that's talked about in Revelation 19, verse 9. And the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. It's like the angel said, these are not just my words. These are the true words of God. There is a bridal feast, a marriage feast, when the bride, which is the church, is to marry with Jesus. And he is to take his bride. And at that banquet, we will be physically together and participate in that final cup, the cup of praise, that eternal praise that we will give to our God and to his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus desired to eat this last Passover with the disciples because he anticipated the fullness of life that it would bring to the disciples and to all those who would believe in him, saved from sin, and would spend eternity with him in the kingdom of God. He loved these men. He anticipated a deeper communion with them through the coming of the Holy Spirit. He wanted to encourage them for the difficult task that was going to be ahead of them. And then he anticipated, and he wanted them to anticipate the reunion that would come when the kingdom of God was fully brought in the last days. As we this morning participate in the Lord's Supper, let's remember afresh, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so, and his life has proven that as well. We have a greater depth of fellowship with Jesus Christ now than we could have had if he was physically walking with us through the Spirit of God. Anywhere, anytime, we can have fellowship with God through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. We have the encouragement of the Lord's Supper together on a monthly basis. And through that, the anticipation of that final banquet, that marriage supper of the Lamb. And I hope you're all present at that marriage table. So let's be encouraged today as we anticipate gathering again at the Lord's table. Now I'm going to read to you my favorite doxology. If you're feeling bad at any time, turn to Jude and read verse 24 and 25. If you're still feeling bad, read Jude 24 and 25. And just keep reading it until the truth of this sinks in. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Amen.